cameras on the pavement outside the hospital in Parade Street, Paddington, than I have ever seen for any news story that I can remember. It's quite extraordinary. Let's cross live over there now. Here's Liz Weston, who's outside the Lindo Wing. Hello, Liz.
Hi, I'm Liz Weston from Care.com.
Nice.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Nice to speak to you, Liz. What are you doing there, then?
Well, I'm actually with Care.com. We've got a psychologist here with us that I think you're going to talk to later on, Dr. Amanda Gummer. We're talking about what it's like to be pregnant, what it's like to be in labour, and how Will can be a good husband and help his wife with her labour to encourage and progress as naturally as possible. And there's all these international media who want to talk to terribly nice British and English people about what it's like to be a parent in the UK.
They'll interview anybody, won't they? Because there's nothing else going on.
Well, I don't think there's nothing else going on. Didn't something good happen with cycling in the last few days?
Well, there is that, yes. So have you been talking about that as well, then?
No. I just talk about parenting and babies.
It's a difficult time, isn't it? Because they are, when all is said and done, they are a young couple having a baby today, and the world's media, every media organisation going, is there with a camera pointing at the hospital, waiting for something. And for them to try and pretend that this is in any way normal must be very difficult.
I agree, but at the end of the day, they're still, like you said, young couple, first-time parents-to-be. You know, the survey we did at care.com, we found that parents-to-be and new parents, they feel exhausted, nervous and excited. And they're all things that apply when you're pregnant, when you're in labour and when you're a new parent as well. So, you know, yes, they've got all this media attention, but hopefully they're somewhere squirreled away, nowhere near us, and they'll be able to have peace and quiet, have privacy, aircon, because it's very hot right here, right now. And hopefully they'll be getting the privacy and the quiet they need for labour to progress as naturally as it can.
Have you seen any other couples going into the hospital? Anybody else going into the hospital? I can't imagine they've booked the entire Lindo Wing to themselves, have they?
No, there are a lot of ladies with bumps walking around right now, because this is a working hospital, so there will be ladies with bumps who are going for scans, who are going for their regular checkups. But, you know, life is normal, is continuing. It is quite surreal, though, to see all the, you know, there are people who look quite poorly indeed, wheelchairs, grips, you name it, and they're coming in and out, and people going to scans. There's an MRI unit right next to the Lindo Wing as well, so it's actually quite a mixed bag. It's not just pregnant people.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Liz. It's nice to talk to you. Let's chat now to Ingrid Seward, who is the editor of Majesty magazine. She lives in South Oxfordshire. Hello, Ingrid. You were at Buckingham Palace a little while ago, weren't you?